Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin on this tax day and speak with Frank Clementi, the executive director and co-founder of Americans for Tax Fairness, who is the lead author of a new report from Americans for Tax Fairness, Walmart on Tax Day, How Taxpayers Subsidize America's Biggest Employer and Richest Family. We'll discuss how America's richest family, the heirs of the founder of Walmart, avoid an estimated $609 million in taxes, and how Walmart, that had $15 billion in profits last year, receives an estimated $6.2 billion in taxpayer subsidies while avoiding an estimated $1 billion in federal taxes. Then, on the anniversary of the Boston bombing terrorist attack, we'll examine why white so-called Christians who engage in murderous attacks against other religious groups in America are not labeled terrorists. Brian Levin, a criminologist, civil rights attorney, professor of criminal justice, and director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University San Bernardino, joins us to discuss the latest attack on a Jewish community center in Kansas in which three Christians were shot by a white supremacist who yelled, "Hail Hitler," a neo-Nazi who previously organized a Christian army with heavy weapons stolen from U.S. armories. Then finally, following Monday's bombing in Nigeria's capital, in which 71 died and 124 were injured, we will look into Tuesday's abduction of over 100 schoolgirls in Nigeria by the same Islamist insurgent group responsible for the bombing, Boko Haram, which translated means opposition to Western education. Anadi Okure, the executive director of Africa Faith and Justice Network, who is a member of the Order of Preachers in the Dominican province of St. Joseph the Worker in Nigeria, joins us to discuss the Nigerian government's failure to deal with this increasingly dangerous and destructive homegrown terrorist organization. And joining us now is Frank Clementi, who's the executive director and co-founder of Americans for Tax Fairness. Previously, he was campaign manager for the Strengthen Social Security Campaign, a coalition of 320 organizations, and has also been a senior policy advisor to the U.S. House Committee on Government Operations. He is the lead author of a new report from Americans for Tax Fairness, Walmart on Tax Day, How Taxpayers Subsidize America's Biggest Employer and Richest Family. Welcome to Background Briefing, Frank Clementi.
Thank you, Ian.
And Walmart had $16 billion in profits last year on revenues of $473 billion. And if that you would think would be enough, but the Walton family, the heirs to the founder of Walmart, they have avoided an estimated $607 million in federal taxes. Walmart's avoided has been given $6.2 billion in federal subsidies. And they've avoided an estimated $1 billion in federal taxes each year. So having just written a check to the IRS, I'm kind of angry at this, to put it bluntly. How do they get away with it?
Well, unfortunately, it's the way our tax system's designed. The rich and powerful have lots of lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and they hire these lobbyists to put all sorts of tax breaks and tax loopholes into the tax code, and it works to their advantage, unfortunately. And, we all have to come together and try and change that. That's what Americans for Tax Fairness is working to do.
Well, the six Walton heirs are the wealthiest family in America with a net worth of $148.8 billion. And so collectively, they have more wealth than 49 million American families combined. So why should they then be avoiding, how do they avoid, just the personally, how do they avoid $607 million in federal taxes?
Well, that's unfortunately the way our tax system is structured right now, and it's one of the key things that we all have to work to change. Think back to Mitt Romney when he ran for president in 2012, and lots of people were astonished that he was paying a 14% tax rate. Whereas a lot of people who are middle class, they're paying a 25 or a 28% tax rate. You remember Warren Buffett talking about he pays a lower tax rate than his secretary pays. The reason that he is able to do that, and Mitt Romney was able to do it, and the Waltons are able to do it, is our tax system actually charges a lower tax rate for people who make their income from their investments on Wall Street. So if you're a middle class, upper middle class person, you're mostly making your income through your salary or through your wages. You are paying a higher tax rate than somebody who's mostly making their income by selling real estate or by trading stocks on Wall Street. That's the unfortunate design of our system right now. We've got to change it. We need to put it back in the balance. Back under Ronald Reagan, it was the same tax rate. If you were a billionaire and you were making your money from your salary or you were making it from your investments, you were paying the same tax rate. Now it's different. Now it's substantially, your tax rate is substantially lower if you're making your money off of your investments as opposed to off of wages.
But the Walton family own more than 50% of Walmart shares, so they're getting huge dividends every year, right? And the tax on dividends is what?
That's right. The tax on dividends is 20%, just like the tax on if you were to sell the stock is 20%.
Right.
So
right.
Dividends and stock sales are treated the same.
Right.
So that's what we've got to even those things out. They should be matching what the tax rate is that you pay on your wages and salaries.
So, Frank Clemente, let's talk then about how Walmart receives an estimated $6.2 billion annually in federal taxpayer subsidies.
Sure. So there was a study that was done a couple of years ago by a committee in Congress, and they found that the average cost of a Walmart employee that was being essentially picked up by the federal government was about a little over $4,000. And that is money that's being paid because Walmart is not paying a high enough wage. People are ending up having to go and receive food stamps so that they can feed their family. They're having to go on their state's Medicaid program in order to get health care coverage. If their kids go to a public school, they may be getting a school lunch program to subsidize, or they might be actually living in public housing, and so they're getting a subsidy to live in public housing. So this committee totaled up all of those costs for an average family, for an average Walmart employee. We took the midpoint of that cost, which is about $4,000, and we multiplied that times the number of employees Walmart has across the country. And so that gave us a state-by-state count on how much the taxpayer, and it's mostly the federal taxpayer, is subsidizing these Walmart stores. Think about it this way. Walmart just pays wages that are too low, and it provides benefits that are not nearly good enough, say, in the healthcare area. And so the workers have to make up the difference in order to, be able to survive, to have a living wage. And they do that by, availing themselves of federal programs that exist to help people essentially bring up their standard of living. This isn't to to a middle-class standard of living, by the way. This is simply to, being able to survive at barely above the poverty level. Another is the EITC. That's a subsidy that's given to workers because their employers are not paying them enough in wages, and it basically it's a tax break that the workers themselves get so that it makes it worthwhile for them to work. They're actually the low wages they get from the company, they can make up for it a little bit by getting a tax break. They don't have to pay taxes on those low wages that the companies get. So again, it's another taxpayer subsidy for Walmart and its employees.
And Walmart has 1.4 million employees. They're the largest private employer in the United States. Of course, they don't call them employees. They call them associates. And they're very good at public relations. By the way, Frank Clemente, let me reintroduce you. Frank Clemente is the executive director and co-founder of Americans for Tax Fairness. Previously, he was campaign manager for the Strengthen Social Security campaign, a coalition of 320 organizations, and has also been a senior policy advisor to the U.S. House Committee on Government Operations. He's the lead author of a new report from Americans for Tax Fairness, Walmart on Tax Day, How Taxpayers Subsidize America's Biggest Employer and Richest Family. So they're obviously good at public relations, and they'd rather put on ads on television showing their cheerful associates having a great job and et cetera, then actually pay them wages. So they do a lot of PR, and believe it or not, NPR did an incredible softball piece on them the other day. They had a reporter that went down to Walmart headquarters who was obviously completely snowed by the PR machine, and they went on about how much they save poor people money by having low prices. How do they justify it? I mean, How do this family wake up every day? And if they tried to spend the money they had, they couldn't in their lifetime probably. And yet, I don't know what they do in terms of philanthropy. It's not much. They know they're pushing for charter schools, which is not exactly in the public interest. So what's your understanding of why they'd rather do public relations than pay a little bit of extra to make their give their employees a livable wage and have a much better workplace environment, frankly?
Yeah, so I have to admit, I'm not an expert on Walmart's corporate practices, but, you know, much more on the tax side of things. But, you know, it's like they're the worst of employers in terms of their ability to extract every ounce of work at the lowest price from their employees, as well as from their suppliers. I mean, we all have read stories, and there's been lots of books analyzing how Walmart, how demanding they are of the companies that supply them with the product, squeezing the lowest possible cost out of those companies. It's their business model. So their business model is lowest cost because they want to have the biggest market share, and that means for them having the lowest prices as opposed to the best services. Lowest prices means paying the lowest wages they can possibly pay and still keeping people employed. As we know, we have a struggling economy, especially in rural America and in some of the poorest urban areas of our country. And people will take whatever wages they can get in order to make it in this day and age, and even if it means they're working 20 or 30 hours. We know a lot of Walmart employees don't get to work a full-time job. They get to work part-time. They keep them their shift constantly moving. They never give them kind of standard days and hours. All of it's to keep the employees on their toes and to feel as least comfortable as possible in that job. As you know, there's been a long-range campaign by the United Food and Commercial Workers to try and work with Walmart employees to try and help them get into a union. And Walmart is the most virulent anti-union company in the country. They've got huge corporate lobbies, or corporate lawyers, big law firms to help them protect them against unionizing. There was one place where they actually organized the part of the grocery section of Walmart a bunch of years ago, and I know they actually shut down that location because they're so anti-union.
Well, Frank Clementi, we know that a lot of their employees are on food stamps, not to mention don't get sufficient health coverage, and so that they go on the public dime whenever they get sick as well. But one of the ironies is that Walmart benefits from the taxpayer-funded public assistance programs because they help pump up their sales. Walmart has an estimated $13.5 billion in food stamp sales last year. So they're directly benefiting from the very program that their own employees have to participate in because they're not being paid sufficient wages.
Yes, that was the irony. I had no idea. What we found was that one out of $5 that the food stamp program spends actually goes into Walmart's is Walmart sale. The reason we discovered this was we were reading some of their corporate documents that are filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We discovered in there it said that there will be a material effect on Walmart's business and on its profits if these budget cuts go through in Congress, reducing food stamp spending.
Well, aren't we lucky we have them as an ally?
We are, right. I mean, we went through this big fight this year where, you know, the Republicans were trying to cut $40 billion out of the food stamp program. They ended up cutting $8 billion out of it, which was really very hurtful for the people who depend on this program. I mean, so in some ways, Walmart is an ally on increasing, keeping food stamp spending higher. By the same token, you can see it's an ally on both sides of that equation, right? One is continue food stamp spending at a robust rate so that people come in and buy food from us. At the same time, their employees can use or make available the food stamp program because Walmart's not paying them enough. So it's hard to look at. I mean, we want food stamps for people. People need food support. So I don't want to knock that program, but what I really want to do is knock Walmart for paying a low wage that people are able to qualify for the program.
Well, Frank Clementi, again, the executive director and co-founder of Americans for Tax Fairness and lead author of the new report from Americans for Tax Fairness, Walmart on Tax Days, How Taxpayers Subsidize America's Biggest Employer and Richest Family. Just turning back to Walmart's avoiding taxes, they apparently avoiding an estimated $1 billion in federal taxes by using tax breaks and loopholes and including a strategy known as accelerated depreciation. So walk us through that. And also the other thing, just in the last couple of minutes here, that the Walton family is avoiding an estimated $3 billion in taxes using specialized trusts to dodge estate taxes.
Yeah, so everybody thinks that the official federal corporate income tax rate is 35%. And as people are probably aware, there's a big campaign going on in the country by corporate America, by big corporations that are claiming the U.S. tax rate is too high, we can't compete with other countries abroad, and we need to lower the tax rate. And we know through this report and through other reports, Citizens for Tax Justice just put out a major report that looked at 200 of the 80 most profitable Fortune 500 companies. And that report found that the effective corporate tax rate, in other words, the rate that companies actually pay, not what the official rate is, but what they actually pay because of all the tax breaks, the tax loopholes that they're able to take advantage of, is more like 19%. So that's 35% is the official rate, but the big Fortune 500 companies are paying 19%. And many of those companies are actually paying less to countries abroad where they make profits. So Walmart is able to, like a lot of big companies, is able to use loopholes that are in the tax system to reduce their corporate tax rate. And that's why they're reducing it down to about 29%. It's still quite a bit lower than the 35% rate, but I have to admit it's a little bit better than a lot of these big companies that are mostly sheltering their income in tax havens abroad. Walmart does not do much of that because largely it's a U.S. company, and it just can't shift its money around to these other countries. On the estate tax question, there was this Bloomberg News that really broke this story about a year ago or so. They took a look at the biggest Walmart estate tax trust that has been set up. And what they found is that they are very aggressively using this trust. And it appears to them that the way their lawyers have structured this trust, they will be able to pay absolutely no estate tax on the money that's in that trust. Normally, the tax rate on a trust would be 40% for everything that's over $5 million or so. Their trust, the one that they looked at, has, I forget what it was, I think it was at least $2 billion in it. And they're estimating, so normally you'd be able to pay 40% of $9 billion. So normally 40% of $9 billion would be, about $3 billion or so in taxes, estate taxes. We believe that they're going to be able to avoid, the big one, they're going to be able to avoid all of that estate tax, and that they've got, I think it's 20 or 30 trusts that they've set up, and presumably they're using this very aggressive estate tax accounting on all these trusts. This Bloomberg story said there's no other estate that is using such aggressive tax avoidance schemes as Walmart is using. The Waltons are using.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Frank Clementi. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ian. Cheers.
Cheers. And again, I've been speaking with Frank Clementi, the executive director and co-founder of Americans for Tax Fairness. Previously, he was campaign manager for the Strengthen Social Security campaign, a coalition of 320 organizations. And he's also been a senior policy advisor to the U.S. House Committee on Government Operations. He's the lead author of a new report from Americans for Tax Fairness, Walmart on Tax Day, How Taxpayers Subsidize America's Biggest Employer and Richest Family.